for me. Spent my life running around, women, guns, and booze. Judgment Day's coming round, what is left to lose?
Things are not quite right. That's when it goes online. right, that was a few local bands. First was Robin Lane and the Chartbusters with When Things Go Wrong, which was out in 1980. And as I said, they're releasing a 3-disc CD from the Warner Brothers Records back then, and also independent albums, concert recordings, and previously unreleased songs. And they're having the record release. Where is it? At the Burren in Somerville on Saturday night. After that, you heard Hambone Skinny with Judgment Day from the new self-titled EP. They're going to be playing Thursday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville. Then you heard Elsewhere, as Micah Royan's band, and that was Multiman from the EP of the same name. And Elsewhere will be opening for La Butcherette at the Brighton Music Hall on Tuesday night. That's tomorrow night, okay? Yeah, Brighton Music Hall, for those who haven't been keeping up, it used to be Harper's Ferry back in the day. Same place there, now is Brighton Music Hall. It's Elsewhere. Now we have local band special guests covering Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb from their soon-to-be-released album, Testing 1-2, which will consist of covers recorded live to give people an idea of what the band sounded like live. Al Pachulis, the songwriter, producer, guitarist for special guests, has been in the Boston scene for a long time, and this band's been together off and on for over 40 years. Some changes in membership, some have passed on. And this song was played live in studio, released and recorded in 2000. Features Dave Karahalis on lead vocals and bass, Doug Parks on drums, Al Pachulis on rhythm guitar and backing vocals, and Frank Withey on lead guitar and vocals. So here are special guests doing Comfortably Numb.
Just a little pinprick. there'll be no more. Stand up. I do believe it's working good. That'll keep you going through the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is a man you are receiving.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Okay, you just heard a few local bands again. It started with special guests covering Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb. And that was Frank with the young lead guitar. That is going to be out on their soon-to-be-released album, Testing 1-2. After that, you heard Bad Marriage with their newest single, Diablo. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at Liz Diamond's Bar and Grill in Hopedale, Mass. I have no idea where Hopedale is, but I'm sure some listeners know. I know some of you folks live in all different parts of the state. Then you heard the local band The Stigmatics with I Need More from their 3-song EP, Need More. Came out in late October or December, I don't know. It was produced by Dave Minahan at Woolly Mammoth Sound in Waltham and a garage rock proto-punk band they formed in 2015. Good stuff there. Let's see now, I believe we're getting to serious guitar time because in my 1-hour show I like to have it earlier so it doesn't get cut out of the show. See, what do I have first? Okay, brand new John Mayall album, which just got released. I'm psyched to have something from this, and Mayall is now 85. An English musician, had the Blues Breakers starting in the 60s. Lots of great guitarists we heard from the first time in that band. Eric Clapton, Peter Green, Mick Taylor. He had a good ear for talent, Mayall did, and does still. And in this album, they have lots of musicians and guitarists guesting on it. The album is Nobody Told Me, and this is Delta Hurricane featuring Joe Bonamassa.
Thank you. people, and the sound is all around. Loose is a stormy side of life, and you gotta lay them on down.
Woman, don't lie. sometimes you gotta turn it up to get the lowdown. We're here to make music, not war. There's three things worth fighting for. Cause you're a superstar. You can't win the battle without a scar. Put your guns down, pick up a guitar. We're here to make music, not war. There's three things worth dying for. Peace, love, and loud guitars. Peace, love, and loud guitars. Here we rock it. Six strings can speak. Gonna take a message to the streets. From Montreal to Mozambique. Everybody clap your hands and stomp your feet. I want peace, love, and loud guitar.
Okay, that was today's Serious Guitar Time. First from the new John Mayall album, Nobody Told Me. You heard Delta Hurricane with Joe Bonamassa on guitar. After that, you heard Walter Trout with Women Don't Lie, featuring Sugar Ray Rayford from Trout's brand new album, Survivor Blues. And Trout was one of the guitarists who played in John Mayall's Blues Breakers back in the day. And the set ended with blues rock guitarist Anthony Gomes doing Peace, Love, and Loud Guitars from his 2018 album of the same name. Guitarist Gomes grew up in Canada and moved to Chicago in the late 90s to play blues clubs there. Later moved to Nashville, released his debut album in 1998, and in 2003 won the Blues Wax Artist of the Year. He's released a number of albums and he's currently touring, including a tour with Walter Trout. A little bit of connection amongst the three in this set. Now, sadly, we've lost another rocker. You probably heard it by now. It was Peter Tork, who was the bassist for the Monkees. He died last Thursday at the age of 77. Even though the Monkees started out as a fake band created for their TV series, some of the members were musicians. Tork was a multi-instrumentalist, playing piano, banjo, acoustic bass, and guitar, and he was part of the folk music scene in Greenwich Village. On the show, he's portrayed as the goofball of the groups, and so I'd say it wasn't evident at this time that he, was such a musician. And This Is For Pete's Sake, which he co-wrote, is from the Monkees' 1967 album Headquarters. Rest in peace, Peter Tork. All right, you just heard, excuse me, heard that Serious Catago one there. That was Jimmy Bez there with being Jones Creek, a local band. Where are we? Oh, good, I don't have the information about them here. Oh, there it is, okay. Yeah, Jones Creek with Back to Them Woods from their new debut EP, Whiskey and Women. Being formed in early 2017 in Gloucester. Then in October of that year, Jimmy Bez joined them as lead guitarist. And you may remember hearing him on the show where, because he had the Jimmy Bez Blues Band a few years ago. Now he was playing him all the time. He was even still in high school then. Great guitarist, so you get a little bonus of Serious Guitar there. And before that, I played the Monkees with For Pete's Sake. And that was on the Headquarters album, 1967. And that is for Peter Tork, who passed away last week. So rest in peace, Peter Tork. And I guess, yep, I'm winding up to the hour now. So my show's ending for today. And I will see you next week. I'll be back here.